And now we have the one, I almost say newest San Francisco Giant, but they're coming in every day. More are coming in. He joined the club last week, and that's a second baseman, Dan Ugler. Dan, nice to have you with us today.
Hey, Dan. It's nice to be here. I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, now I know you come from, I can hear that little southern accent there in the voice. The weather of San Francisco, how do you like being out here?
It's awesome. You know, I've always enjoyed the weather. I've enjoyed the stadium, the fans, and just appreciated the passion that they have for their sport teams out here, especially the Giants.
Well, you've hit well in this park. Yeah. I remember when you were with the Marlins before you went to Atlanta as a free agent, I said, Dan, consider coming out here. This is a good park for you. You've hit well in this park.
Yeah, you know, it's for whatever reason, I have. You know, it's been a surprise to me, too, because you guys have had such great pitching staffs over the years. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun coming here to play. The energy here is awesome every single night. So the weather is nice and cool, so it's a break from from that Florida or Atlanta weather. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, we're melting, so you may call us off, but we're melting out there. It's like 70 degrees and it's brutal. So I mean, don't get used to this. It's going to get a little chilly and foggy on a Tuesday night versus the Pirates. So
get ready. Yeah.
All right, Dan Ugler with us. Last night you just missed one and would have turned the game around. Just missed one and pulled it a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's Kershaw, he's got that just electric stuff, you know, his fastball. Everything he has is a plus pitch, and, you know, the ball is in. I was trying to keep it fair, but, you know, it just kind of bores in on you, and it's a tough pitch to keep fair and drive out of the ballpark.
But, how do you even approach a Kershaw? Now, tonight you're in the lineup, but we know Dan is in the lineup hitting after Duvall before Crawford against Rayu. Mm-hmm. And numbers against, have you seen Rayu before?
I think I faced him one time.
Okay.
And I can't remember if I got a hit or not.
Was that the home run you hit?
Yeah, let's hope so.
All right. But it's Rayu tonight, and, of course, Kershaw, you got to deal with him all the time as well. But, boy, it's interesting approaches to pitchers like that, the tough pitchers. What do?
You know, you just try to – you do your homework. You watch some video on them and see how they pitch right-handed hitters, and mostly hitters that kind of, power guys or somebody that's going to resemble the way that you hit, and kind of just see – you can never, there's never a guarantee, but you can kind of get tendencies, and maybe there's a chance that he's going to throw a certain pitch earlier in the count and a certain pitch later in the count, and just try to be aware of that and try to take advantage of that.
I will tell you this. I looked this up on Rayu, and of his home runs he gives up, they're all mainly 0-1, 1-0, or 0-0. So get ready.
Get ready early.
Get ready early.
I know.
Now, if you hit one tonight, I want you to acknowledge it, at least that Patrick told you about it.
Well, come on. I think the fans would be ready to kind of launch out of this stadium if you hit one.
You get the feeling that the fans are waiting to embrace you. I mean, I imagine it must be a good feeling coming to a new town, but you're a major leaguer, but you get that feeling they're just dying for you to do something.
I do. You know, everybody's kind of reminiscent about the 2010 when Pat Burrell, I've heard that a lot. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, to do what Pat Burrell did. I'm trying to come here and bring the energy that that I can bring to a clubhouse and bring, you know, and just do what I can do on the field, get back to being me and producing the way that I'm used to producing. So I'm not trying to do exactly what Pat Burrell, be Pat Burrell. You know, I'm trying to be me, and I'm pretty sure everything will work out.
Well, you'd have to hang out in different parts of San Francisco. He was known in the marina. Believe me, you know, he was known quite well.
Well, Pat Burrell, he's a one-of-a-kind man.
Yes. Well, did it help coming to a team where it wasn't all strangers in the clubhouse? Former teammate Tim Hudson ready to greet you?
Yes, of course. You know, as soon as I got released in Atlanta, you know, immediately got Timmy and Michael Morris reached out and expressed how bad they wanted me over here. And, you know, it's always fun to remember that people want you around and want you to be a part of their club.
Yeah, you know, you look at the way your career has gone, and I'm coming from Arizona to the Marlins, Rule 5. You've proven something to everybody. That's part of your game. You say, all right, here I come and watch out.
That's what you got to do in this game. You've got to constantly prove yourself. Not just for everybody else, but for yourself as well. I had to prove myself in Arizona multiple times. I had to prove myself in Florida. Atlanta was a tough stretch for me, but, you know, here I am again. I've got to prove some stuff for myself.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. It's an exciting time for me and my family, and we're just looking forward to what the future has.
So was the Giant decision relatively easy for you? Did you have anything else you say, well, should I go here or there, or the Giant, is that where you want it to be?
deep down in my heart, it's where I wanted to be. There was, I've got some good relationships with some other, other GMs and teams and everything, and they were completely awesome to me and honest. But this was the best opportunity for me, and I think with this group of guys and this coaching staff, and obviously Bochy in the front office, they made it a relatively easy decision for me.
Well, it's Giants Dodgers. You feel it yet?
I do. The fans, my first at bat when they gave me a standing ovation, it was really special. I mean, I was kind of caught in awe, and I was like, wow, this is big time baseball right here.
Yeah, it is. Cool. Hey, Hall of Fame day is today. Bobby Cox went in. I know you didn't play for him down in Atlanta, but his presence was all over Atlanta. Your thoughts maybe on Bobby Cox and Maddox and Glavin? The three Braves go in.
Yeah, well, I'll start with Bobby. He playing against him for so many years, I just had so much respect for him, as everybody does in baseball. He just does everything right. And then getting over to Atlanta and getting to know him and just seeing how positive he is with all the guys, even still, I'm like, man, this guy, I can see why he's had the success that he has as a manager. And then, obviously, all the praise that the players gave to him. And then, playing against Maddox and Glavin and Smoltz for those years was awesome. I grew up watching those guys, and being able to compete against them was a dream come true, and they deserve everything that they've gotten.
Boy, Maddox, the way the ball moves, they show the video, you look at video, I've never seen a ball move like that.
It is very hard to make a ball move like that, but that's why he's won over 350 games and why he's won in the Hall of Fame, because there's only a select few people on the earth that can do that.
Yeah, amazing. All right, I know you got to get going, Pat. Let me ask one, then Pat can jump in here. You have a new teammate already. You're not the youngest Giant. You're almost the oldest already, and that's Jake Peavy. Tell us about Jake Peavy. You've faced him before. What does he bring to the table?
Well, Jake, he brings so much more to the table than just his talents. He's been facing the Giants for a long time. As a Padre, and he's just got so much knowledge. He's got so much talent. And the energy that he brings to the clubhouse, and I was just talking to him last night, he was saying once the way that they won in Boston last year just reamped his attitudes towards baseball and everything, and that's all that matters to him. He's here to win. He wants to win, knows how to win, and he knows how to drive and push his teammates to, in the same direction.
We had Willie McCovey was on with us. Ron Wotus was on earlier as well. It's been a nice lineup for us. You're hitting third today behind a Hall of Famer and the bench coach, so I'll let you know that. But he talked. Ron talked about Wotus and Wotus talked about Peavy.
Yeah.
And he said Peavy sort of yells every once in a while on the mound. I didn't realize that until then. Patrick even confirmed that.
Yeah, the playoffs last year.
One of those guys on the mound that you you better listen. He's going to say something.
It's more so he's yelling at himself.
Okay.
He's been hearing about it. Everybody gives him crap about it. But the first time I faced him, I was in the box and taking a pitch or something, and then all of a sudden I hear him yelling. I'm like, whoa, dude. And then I realized. I was like, crap, what'd I do to piss him off? But he was yelling at himself, and it's just one of his things he does, and it's part of what makes him.
It's going to be great tonight to watch this. Go ahead,
and finally, Dan, you worked with a real slick fielding shortstop in Atlanta, Andrelton Simmons, and I know you've only played twice with Brandon, but do you see any similarities between those two shortstops?
They're very similar, but they do things a lot differently. I think Simmons just has an absolute bazooka.
Yeah.
Is probably the best arm in the game. Brandon has a great arm as well. But the thing I've noticed about Brandon is that his ball is so true, just like Angelton's. Sitting in the dugout watching Brandon play when we played him earlier this year, and both at our place and here, I was like, and he made some great plays. Like, man, this is a battle of probably the two best shortstops in the game right now. One representing the West Coast, one representing the East Coast. But yeah, Brandon, I've had a lot of respect for him since he came in the game, and he's really starting to come into his own, I think.
Yeah, great analogy.
Dynamite.
Because the two of them, and I remember that series. So I said to Crawford before he went down, I said, would you show us something? You're going against Simmons, and he did. He had a tremendous series.
He did. He made some tough plays. plays and
the
throws, yeah, up the middle. And the throws, every throw he made was true. It wasn't sinking, cutting, or anything like that. It was right in the chest every time.
Hey, you had made a hell of a play last night on D. Gordon. How about that?
You know, everyone gets lucky every once in a while.
Come on, and he flies, too.
He does, he does. You know, it's nice to keep him off the base path.
All right, I hope you have a good night tonight, and we really do appreciate you coming down and seeing the fans. And fans, let's hear it for Dan Ugla, huh?
Come on now.
It's nice to have you here. Very nice to have you here. I appreciate you taking the time, and it's nice to have you. I wanted you here.
I appreciate it. Well, I'm excited to be here and looking forward to it.
Right on, Dan.
All right, thank you. All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.